out to Rosie. Couple of songs by request there, and then I got like a barrage of phone calls. So it's like, did you guys just realize you can request 855-915-9636? I got a request for a Beach Slang, which I'm gonna play, Peter Dayton, which I'll play, and somebody wanted to hear Ramones. He said it's actually a New Year's, which we're looking for, New Year's rock songs. I will play Beach Slang and Peter Dayton, but I can't find New Year's songs from them. He wanted to hear Ramones, which we love. He said it's kind of a New Year's one because on the It's Alive album, maybe Marie, did you want to see if we have It's Alive? She was out of the room. Do you want to see if we have It's Alive on vinyl? I'll look. See if we have Ramones' It's Alive on vinyl, and then I'll start with these other requests. If not, I'm going to play Now I Want to Be a Good Boy. He says in the beginning of Now I Want to Be a Good Boy, Joey says Happy New Year or something like that. So we'll try it. We'll look for it. If we can't find it, we're going to play it from All This Stuff and More. Who knows? Maybe that's the version. I don't know. We'll find out, but we'll play Beach Slang and Peter Dayton first. And give Marie time to see if we can find the vinyl. If she finds the vinyl, we got it. You'll know within a couple of songs. I don't think this is the song you wanted, and I didn't get her name. Sorry, caller. Give me your name next time. And yeah, we're gonna play the Ramones for Rich coming up. But this one here is called Beach Slang. This one is called I Break Guitars. On NFL. Medford.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Wasn't the live version. Oh well. We'll have to look for the live version of that. I believe that's the studio version from Ramones Leave Home. So the original band, 1977.
Yes.
Right.
The original.
MFO.
They're not up. They're down.
You got it.
What's your name?
What's your name? Oh, Audrey Clark. This is Audrey here. Oh, hi Audrey, this is Brian. Hey, turn down your radio. We're talking. Oh, hold on.
What the? Hello, Audrey?
Hello.
Oh, I had that all messed up.
You did.
What the heck? I took that phone call all wrong, and Marie's trying to fix it for me.
I did fix it. Hi, Audrey.
Hey, guys. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So you were the one behind Beach Slang and Peter Dayton.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Great stuff.
Awesome. I know. I was looking that up.
I'm rocking out. Did you guys dig Beach Slang?
I loved them. They'll be a regular now.
You got to check out the record that you played. There's a song called Dirty Cigarettes and another song called, what's the other one that I love? Oh, All Fuzzed Out.
All Fuzzed Out? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see it on that. I'll look for it. We'll definitely, we'll get some more Beach Slang in for sure. I mean, that was really cool.
I wish you a happy new year, you guys.
You too, Audrey.
And
thank you. It's going to hopefully be a better year than last year.
I think so.
Audrey's band is the 360s. We'll definitely play some 360s.
Cool, man. Whatever. I'm just digging your show. It sounds fantastic.
We'll play some 360s. I'd love to play some Quigs, too, your son's band.
Oh, yeah. I got to get you a copy of that.
You know what? I feel like a fool because he did give me a copy. I had it in the car. I listened to it. I loved it. And I don't know. I think someone took it.
That car.
Yeah,
it could have been snagged, but doesn't matter. We'll pass you another one along.
Thank you very much, because we
know what I mean.
That will be in the system, and I like Quigs. Cool. They'll be a regular staple on the show, just like 360s.
Well, you guys are awesome to me and to our band, but I just love your show, so it doesn't matter because I love you guys and I love your music that you play. I'm dancing. I'm having fun. I'm having a blast.
Thank you, Audrey.
By the radio. Okay, lovey.
Hey.
You guys have a great day. Have a great show.
Hang on. What are you going to do tonight?
What am I doing tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you doing tonight?
John Keegan has a big party going on every year, I guess. This will be the first time I go.
I have no idea what's going on. Probably just hanging, you know, what I usually do, you know, on New Year's Eve. I usually kind of chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
I'm a real bore.
Well, do you?
No, I think it's nice hanging.
Well, do you know John?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't really know him, to be honest with you.
Oh. Well, he doesn't really know me, and he invited me, so maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I mean, he probably loves your show, and I bet he would like to get to know you. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know him well enough. He's a great guy, and we always say hi.
What band is he playing? Does he play in a band?
I just know him from playing sax with Kenny Hyland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Kenny. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should go and have fun.
Yeah, he says he's got a big backyard bonfire and sounds great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
All right.
You know.
Well,
I wish it was more like up to going out and doing things like that. You know what I mean? But
right.
Anyways, things are going much better, and I've been working on writing some new music, and who knows?
Awesome.
You know, just kind of.
Well, I'll stop by and visit soon. Next time I'm up that way.
Absolutely. Please come up and visit anytime. You know that.
You got it. Make sure you have another burned Quigs for me when I'm up there.
I will get you a copy of that.
Okay.
I will make sure it works. It happens.
Thank you, Audrey.
Okay. Oh, and I also have something special for you.
What's that?
I found this copy. We, like, me and Linda Bean and Eric and Ian all went in the studio about, I don't know, like 8 years ago, and we cut a couple of songs, and I found this copy. It's like never been heard, never been played, never anything. I'll get you a copy of that.
Sounds great.
It's called Scamland. Yeah, it's just like one of these tracks that we ended up going in the studio and recording, but never sent it out to anybody.
Well, we'll definitely play it here.
Cool, man.
All right, Audrey Clark.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. You too.
Right, bye, honey.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Audrey Clark
you
from 360s.
Bye, Alan. Bye.
Yeah. never seem to hear even your cry. But as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share, what's mine. And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Started that off with 360 Spoonful, also known as Strawberry Stone, from the Strawberry Stone album. Andy Pratt in there with The Harder They Come. Yes, that one fits right in with New Year's because the album is New Resolutions. And then we had a request from Mike Stewart, who says Happy New Year to everyone. That was
Happy New Year.
The Madison from the Varmints. I believe it was originally a Real Kid song sang by Billy Borgioli about Boston Hotel, the Madison. I was going to play Brigands for Mike Stewart, too. And you know what? I figured because I said I was going to do Clash.
You did.
I was going to do play Brand New Cadillac. That gets rid of two birds with one stone.
How does it do that?
It's a Clash song.
Yeah.
Covered by the Brigands.
Look
at the big brain on Brian. I got a phone call. I think we're going to play a Papa Joe song first, and then we'll play Brigands, because I got Papa Joe on the air right here.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, Happy New Year.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's a great year. Good way to end the year. It's nice out and not all full of snow and stuff. And I'm hoping that everybody has a good
Happy New Year.
How you doing, Marie?
Excellent. Really good.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm outside in just a shirt, and it's like, wow, this is great weather.
What's your next gig, Joe?
Huh?
What's your next gig?
My next gig is January 21st. I'll be playing at a place called Uncle Ronnie's Red Tavern. It used to be Gus's Red Tavern, I believe, in Harrisville, Rhode Island. We start at 9 o'clock and play till 12:30. We've got a guest drummer coming in from the Red Hot Rascals out of Rhode Island.
Nice.
And we've got a new lead player with us. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to rock the place with some good old-fashioned new classic rock. And some of our interpretive covers besides.
All right.
And I guess I'll be seeing you in about a week or so at the next table read, huh?
We have a table read to do. Joe and I are going to be in a movie, upcoming movie, The Holy Maple Tree, we are working on.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Diagnosis, I am.
Sounds good, man. I'll see you at the table read, and I believe Joe mentions the show or something on this next song, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, there's, we got a... That the song that you're doing is one of the main ones that will be playing definitely at the show. It's Keep Playing Along, I believe, right?
Right, and listen in. He mentions Yours Truly and Marie towards the end of the song, right, Joe?
Oh, yes. Some of my best supporters. That's why you're on there.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Papa Joe, hey, everyone.
We'll see you both soon.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Some of my tunes, I like the sounds that I heard. It somehow struck a real deep nerve. Have to keep going on, have to keep singing my song, have to keep going on. I started to keep the music going anywhere, let the world
his magic with some of my tunes. I like the sounds that I heard that somehow struck a real deep nerve. Have to keep going on, have to keep singing my song, have to keep going on. They say that music is good for the soul, things like punk and rock and roll. That's why sing my song for Marie Michelle and Brian Young. Have to keep going on, have to keep singing my song, have to keep going on, have to keep singing my song, have to keep going on, have to keep singing my song.
Money and votes. Spraying sheep on my TV screen. But this boy shall fight.
91.5 WMFO in Bedford. The Jam going out to Alex by request. He wanted to hear Going Underground. And there you have it. Brigands before that, brand new Cadillac. That was actually originally a Gene. No, Vince. What the heck is his name? Vince. Not Gene Vincent. I always get his name mixed up. I'll try him.
Foster?
No.
No.
Vincent. He was huge in France.
It was Vince Foster.
No,
he
was huge in France. He looked kind of like Alice. I think it's Vincent. I'll figure it out. Papa Joe was in there. Keep Rolling Long.
Vince Taylor.
Thank you. Yeah, brand new Cadillac. Cadillac originally done by Vince Taylor, then The Clash, and then The Brigands did it. And Andy Pratt in there. How Do They Come? 360 Spoonful. You know the rest. Have a request. 855-915-9636. I did mention the Rolling Stones actually have a new album out, which you would think would be huge news, but...
You think, yeah.
It's all blues covers. I think they're covers. For all I know, the Stones came up with a few new ones, but some of them are definitely covers. I recognize stuff like... they have a version of I Can't Quit You, Baby, which... was a huge hit for Led Zeppelin at one time. All kinds of great songs, especially if you love the blues. Now me, I mean, I have a huge appreciation for the blues, and I'm a rocker, you know, but the blues, I mean, we know rock music.
Well, blues rock.
Yeah, well, rock came from the blues, so I have a huge appreciation for it, but I can't sit there and listen to, like, deep blues for...
Not long.
You can? I never heard you listen to it.
About as long as I can listen to anything else, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
But we got to play one from them because the Stones are awesome. It's brand new. Where do I have it? In CD1. So we'll play the title track, right? Blue and Lonesome. New Stones.
As a man can be.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Brand new Rolling Stones there. Blue and Lonesome. A cover, a blues cover album. Yes, even that one is a cover. It was Memphis Slim originally did that. You have the year, Marie?
1949.
Blue and Lonesome. Yes, Happy New Year, everyone. We're going to be playing, well, I'm playing a lot of everything. I wanted to keep it New Year's themed, but I'm getting so many requests. That's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
855-915-9636. Plus, I mean, I have a bunch of New Year's songs queued up, but I don't know if they're good. So some of them we might cut off short. If I start playing something that you go, ugh, why is Brian playing this? Just keep listening because I might toss it and you'll hear me goof on it afterwards.
Okay.
Let's see how this one sounds. And if you have a request, well, you know what? Actually, I got to do a PSA. We'll do that and then we'll get back to New Year's songs we don't know if we like yet. See, do you have one you know of that's great? 855-915-9636. It's MFO.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Happy New Year. It's a cold one. Won't you let go of the old one? It's justified. It's a brand new year.
Man.
blinds. Lift me up and get me out. Keep me walking but never shout. Hold the secret close, I hear you say. You know the way it goes about. It takes you in and spits you out. It spits you out when you desire to conquer it, to feel your higher. To follow it, you must be clean with mistakes that you do mean. Move the heart, switch the pace. Look for what seems out of place.
WMFO in Medford. Started that off with Death Ray, which I was digging. New Year song, Happy New Year by Death Ray. And then, see, this is why it fools me. This band had a really cool name, The Jigsaw Scene. The song was First Day of the New Year. I went, okay, this is going to be good.
It's going to be good.
That sucked. So I cut into it with Cuts You Up.
Aha.
By Peter Murphy. But that's not the only reason why I played Peter Murphy. Cal was supposed to call in. I'm not sure why he hasn't yet. But he says Hey, do you know what happened at the Middle East December 9th Peter Murphy show? Something like he went ballistic on the crowd when an employee was eaten on the stage while he performed. That is pretty bad. He was doing the Boule Brothers cover of David Bowie. David Bowie's Boule Brothers.
Boule Brothers.
I don't know how you say it. B-E-W-L-A.
I messed it up too.
Yes, I know. It is from Hunky Dory. We'll actually play it. That's pretty funny, Cal. Yeah, people shouldn't be...
No, that's a little bit...
Having their dinner while you're trying to perform. And no. Like, yeah, could he be seen while it was happening? I mean...
At least take a few steps back.
I wonder what Peter did. Like, he went bullet... I mean, I hope he didn't go ballistic on the. I hope he didn't go ballistic on the crowd. I mean, why would he go ballistic on the crowd? I'd go ballistic at
that.
I'd go ballistic at that person, and that person should probably be fired.
Start throwing his food right in his face. Food fight.
If you've never heard of Peter Murphy, that was like his big hit I just played. But he was a lead guy from Bauhaus, great band. Yes. If you don't know them, go check them out. Boule Brothers, David Bowie. Let's play it. It's a slower Bewley. One.
That's how you pronounce it.
Okay. Well, you keep pronouncing it that way because I can't. It's from the Hunky Dory album. This is what that sounds like by Bowie. I don't know what Peter Murphy sound like, but I know he does. He does some. He sounds.
I bet it would sound great.
Well, he definitely is Bowie inspired big time, and I've actually heard him do Ziggy Stardust. He does a good version of that.
Yeah, that's right.
So, played it. I bet he does a great version of this song. Here's Bowie doing it. MFO.
And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. Will of a lie like the hope it was. And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads of brawn were nicer shorn, and how they bought their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to our latent fuss. Sang the swell through the streets like the crust of the sun, the Beauty Brothers. In our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark. Oh, and we were gone, hanging out with your dwarf man. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusions. Well, I was stolen, he was waxed, so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old, and dust would flow through our veins, and lo, it was midnight back at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. The solid book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was stalking time for the Moon Boys, the Bewley Brothers.
With our backs on the arch, and if the devil may be here,